Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning your call from customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I am trying to figure out why there was a charge placed on my credit card from a company that had this phone number show up also on the statement. What is the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center. They're very different products.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yes, ma'am. And are you calling about the charges on your account?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I can most definitely... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it showed up on the credit card statement that just came, and I just don't remember buying anything last month from this name that showed up on our statement. So you work, the company you work for is hired by another company to handle these things, or?
I can most definitely help you out with that, ma'am. But first, can I please have your zip code so I can be able to look at your account for you?
43569.
Okay, that's going to be 43469. Is that correct, ma'am?
Sorry, 43569.
Okay, no worries. And that's going to be 43569. Is that correct?
That is our zip code, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, can I please have your first and last name?
My name is Patricia, and then Barr, B as in boy, A-R-R.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
13590 Center Street, Lot 121, Weston, Ohio.
Okay. Is that going to be for the foot massager?
Oh, that's what that's for.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize... All right, that was a misunderstanding on my part.
Yes, ma'am. Did you fill out anything for like a survey or any sweepstakes? Yes, ma'am, for the foot massager. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. It was not my understanding from what I saw on the website that there would be this charge attached to it.
Yes, ma'am. The $49.97 was the monthly subscription fee that you had to pay for the foot massager.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your cancellation number?
Okay, now, you said you were going to cancel it. That means what exactly? I'm sorry to sound so confused.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just want to understand what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just canceled your account for you, your monthly subscription.
Oh, it was a monthly subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I had, yeah, last I said, I had no idea. So what...
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's CS and Charlie.
It's what?
CS and Charlie.
CS and Charlie, okay.
692.
692.
500.
500.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's the confirmation number that I will no longer be charged the $49.97. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. No more future charges.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No. Actually, that's the only question I had. Now, should I send this back to you?
No, ma'am. You get to keep the foot massager.
Oh,
because
okay.
We're not going to be able to return the foot massager back to us.
Okay. I actually hadn't even opened it yet. I know that sounds strange, but I'm one of those people. Set it
yes,
aside,
ma'am.
Don't open it.
Just like me.
Okay. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Well, thank you for taking care of this for me.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.